April. My ex-girlfriend and I were on the plane on the way to a city, flying past the frozen clouds slowly enough, in fact, so that I could examine their very motionlessness, which included, I slowly discerned, a colossal stretched-out male figure, the same color as the clouds, his arm wearily held out, fully extended, the hand taking a fistful of cloud, and squeezing it in a futile gesture as we passed, she not noticing, and it then occurred to me, angels must exist, for the creature was alive with a melancholy sigh, and I even heard the sound of the cloud as it was crushed in the giant hand like powdery snow. But now the plane picked up speed and left the figure behind, accelerating and speeding between narrow rows of skyscrapers, heading straight toward a line of others directly ahead. The plane can't make this turn, I thought, recognizing it as a dream and turning to tell my present girlfriend about the realness of it as I saw that she too was fictional, and as I turned toward the final physical version from across the imaginary loft we were trying to rent to strangers, I knew this was yet another layer between sleep and April.